This is Earth and Sky. Most people who visit national parks go to look.
But scientists at the National Park Service are beginning to focus on protecting an invisible resource, the natural soundscape or sounds of nature. For many, the sounds of the wilderness create a sense of peace and solitude, but they're important to a healthy ecosystem, too. For example, animals use sound to communicate with each other, find mates, and locate their offspring.
There's even a word to describe the combined sound that living organisms produce in a given habitat. It's biophony. When airplanes, snowmobiles, or other loud disturbances interrupt them, these important lines of animal communication can be cut. Air tours are becoming increasingly popular in parks like the Grand Canyon and Hawaii volcanoes.
The Park Service is wondering how much they need to regulate that kind of activity for the sake of the wildlife. That's why they're beginning to document the normal range of noises in national parks. They're recording sounds in undisturbed places and putting together a database of sound levels and frequencies from a variety of natural areas.
By the way, we have more about natural sound conservation at our website, which you'll find at earthsky.org. Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.